We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I am well. How are you?
Good. And so tomorrow is my birthday.
Yes, it is. Actually, something on my computer just popped up and said, tomorrow is Carl Lenore's birthday, all-day event.
Yes, it is. It's my birthday is all day, by the way. It's not just part of the day.
So okay.
Thank you for reminding me about that.
And how are you feeling?
I feel great. I really do.
Good.
I don't feel like I'm going to be 58. I don't know what 58 is supposed to feel like, but I don't feel like, oh, my God, I'm going to be 58 years old. And I got to tell you something. Who's the actor that you showed me the picture of this morning?
J.K. Simmons.
I mean, he was in that movie Breaking Bad. I mean, the guy is just amazing. Oh, no, he wasn't in Breaking Bad. I take that back.
He was in a movie that was up for an Academy Award. I just can't think of the name of it right now. He's an older man. He's 61 years old. He has bald hair.
Yeah.
I mean, bald hair. He has a bald head.
But, I mean, he's ripped to shreds. He looks fantastic and muscular.
And he really just started working out for this, I guess, for a role that he's going to be playing. So who says that you can't build muscle when you're in your 60s?
Oh, some of your friends actually say.
I know.
But they don't know anything. Anyway, so yeah, tomorrow's my birthday and I'm excited about it. I got lots of great birthday presents that I already know that I'm getting. So there
you go. What do you know you're getting?
I can't say on the air. Just
okay.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about some stories.
So last week was National Donut Day on Friday.
And I did have my donuts.
You did?
No.
And so today is National Iced Tea Day.
Yeah.
Which is a little bit better than donuts. But so I said to Carl today, I said, well, they have all these national food holidays. Why don't they have like a national exercise day or a national deadlift day?
Yeah, today's National Deadlift Day.
See, go out and see how much you can deadlift today. Why don't they do that?
National Squat Day, National Bench Press Day, National Hip Thrust Day. National Push-Up Day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should start that.
That's a good idea.
Maybe we should start that.
We should. Every Friday will be a different national holiday.
Yeah, but it'll be a national holiday based on actually doing something other than eating a food.
Yes. So
how come it's always crap foods, too, right? They never
like
have
National Ice Cream Day.
Yeah.
Unless you make the ice cream with protein like we do.
But they never have like, today's a National Brisket Day, so go home and make a nice brisket and cabbage, you know? National Cabbage Day. National Have a Tomato Salad Day. It's never that. It's always something decadent. National Chocolate Day. National Krispy Kreme Day. I mean, it's always crap.
At Starbucks, you can buy one, get one free iced tea today.
Yeah,
since it's National Iced Tea Day.
And that's a bargain because an iced tea at Starbucks is just $16. So you buy one for $16, you get one for free.
So, like, there's several different places that are – Dunkin' Donuts is offering a special today, and so anyway,
Dunkin' Donuts. I remember going to Dunkin' Donuts when I was a kid. Whenever I eat those donuts, they always repeat on me. Like they always come back up. I'm always burping.
You know, I gotta be honest. I don't think I've ever eaten a Dunkin' Donut.
Seriously,
I don't think I have.
So I want everybody in the audience to start making a list for me. All the things that Elisa Profumo has never done that everyone else has. So Elisa revealed on the last week's show, she's never gone out with the intention to get drunk. She's never said to herself, man, this week sucked. I am going out and getting hammered today. Never, never, ever. She's never done that. She's never eaten a donut.
Well, I hadn't had a banana split until you and I did one. We went and got a banana split one day because I'd never had one.
So we went to, was it Bardstown?
Bardstown, Kentucky.
We went to Bardstown, Kentucky, which is like stepping back into Mayberry RFD.
They still have the old
soda fountain.
So with the stools that you sit there. It was like going back in time.
And my father used to take me to get banana splits when I was a kid. And I said to Elisa, have you ever had a banana split? Like I didn't expect, no. I think I said, why don't we get a banana split? And you said, I've never had one. And I said, what? And so I grabbed you by the hand and we walked right in And we got the traditional banana split, and you loved it, didn't
you?
No,
it was good.
Yeah.
It was good. So speaking of going back in time, I guess one of our listeners, Misty Humphrey, had posted this on her Facebook wall. It says, if 70s moms had blogs. It was really pretty funny. I read the whole thing, and it, what struck me was how things were so different then. Obviously, it was in the 70s, but like, for example, the kids were drinking Tang instead of orange juice.
But don't forget, when we were kids, Tang was marketed to us as the space age drink, the drink that the astronauts
drink of
took
the
to
astronauts.
Space. So we were like, oh, this is better than like anything we could get. This is scientifically produced. Little did we realize that it was crap.
So in one of the lines here, it says, then I went into the kitchen and poured them all bowls of Apple Jacks while I had my coffee with Sweet and Low and another cigarette.
Sweet and Low or saccharin. Yeah, right. And another cigarette. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, when you really think about it, like women all took Valium. They were like, oh, I need a Valium. Like, in fact, there was a movie that came out in the 70s and someone was in a grocery store having a panic attack. And like 30 people ran up to her and said, here's a Valium. Like everybody had Valium back in the 70s.
Halfway through my smoke and went and got the baby, changed its pamper, and made it a bottle of formula.
Yeah, right. And then put it back in front of the TV.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So, but that it was really funny. And then she talks about going outside and sending the kids out to play in the 80-degree sunny weather, which really is not a bad thing.
No, right. Exactly. I mean, that was actually a good thing.
Should be doing that instead of staying in and watching or playing video games.
I mean, it's just gotten stupid today compared to back then. But anyway, okay.
Okay.
What's next?
Oh, so speaking of children, so I read a study this week about celebrities who are pretty much always representing,
endorsing,
I should say, junk food.
And they have a list of, so they did a study trying to ascertain the link between celebrity endorsements and obesity, childhood obesity. And when you look at the products that most celebrities endorse when it's being marketed to children, it's crap.
So they did this study. They analyzed 6 product endorsements associated with celebrities from 2014 all the way back to 2000. And the category was food and beverages. And these celebrities are paid enormous amount of money to support, I mean, to promote these to, and it's mainly children.
Right.
And with the childhood obesity problem that we have today,
yeah, not a good idea. Did they name names, like actual celebrities and what they endorsed?
They didn't name what they endorsed, but Katy Perry, Shakira, Will I Am, Justin Bieber, Beyonce, Flo Rida, Blake Shelton, just a few of them that they named.
Not Beyonce. Can't be Beyonce.
Pepsi. She was a Pepsi spokesperson.
Oh, but that's right. Pepsi is vegan, technically. That was a joke.
Selling everything from Pop-Tarts and Doritos to McDonald's and Cracker Jacks. And the authors noted that none of the music stars endorsed fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, according to this article.
Yeah, but what fruit and vegetable companies are dropping millions and millions of dollars on advertising?
Pepsi ranked number one for its use of teen-targeted celebrities. More than 24 appear on their star-studded list of pop sensations.
Yeah, that's sad.
The only one that actually promoted something that you would consider healthy was pistachios, and it was that guy, the Gangnam Style guy.
The guy from the Philippines. He promoted pistachios, and that's actually good for you. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's nice. Nice to see.
Pistachios are loaded with vitamin B. I like pistachios.
I love pistachios. I hate having to pull them out of the shell. I like to buy my pistachios already shelled so I can just eat them by the handful.
But working for it really makes them taste better.
I am not officially a hunter-gatherer, so I'm not going to work for it. I'd rather
You're
just buy
a hunter-gatherer?
Nah, come on. My extent of hunting and gathering is walking to the refrigerator, grabbing a few things, and bringing them back. I've hunted and I gathered.
Oh, so I guess going on a hunting and foraging trip during our vacation is out of the question.
So we're actually going to take a vacation. We have not taken a vacation in well over a year.
Right.
So we're going to
Asheville, North Carolina.
Yeah, Ashland is Kentucky.
Ashland's in Kentucky.
We're going on vacation to Ashland, Kentucky. We're going to Asheville, North Carolina. Anybody who lives there, let us know. Maybe we can hang out. And we are going to go on a foraging event, I guess, where you pay these people to take you foraging, right?
Then you can go into the mountains and you do a foraging trip where you pick mushrooms or whatever is in season, berries or even flowers that are
edible.
I'm
looking for ginseng. So
edible flowers.
North Carolina is known for ginseng, just like most of Appalachia as well. They have ginseng there. I want to find ginseng.
So I think they probably have specific things in mind that you can hunt for and forage. And then you bring it back and give it to a chef and he'll make something with it for you.
So you don't think that this is going to be like an Easter egg hunt where they put this stuff behind trees and you go, oh, look, a can of Spam behind this here oak tree. I foraged for Spam.
I'm not sure.
That would be funny. Wouldn't it be funny to like if you paid for a foraging trip and you went out and that's what it was. It was like, oh, there's Oscar Mayer bologna hidden behind one plant, Spam hidden behind another one.
It would be nice if we could video ourselves doing that.
You know what we need to buy? I want to buy one of those Go cameras. What do they call it?
GoPro.
GoPro. I want to buy one of those. Yeah.
Okay. So now, speaking of the childhood obesity problem. I guess Philadelphia is set to become the first major U.S. city with a sugary tax tax on drinks.
Sugar tax on sodas and sweet drinks. But my problem with this is the tax money is never used for something that actually reduces the consumption because they don't want to reduce the income from the tax.
It was set to be 3 cents, but they basically voted down the 3 cent per ounce and made it reset it to be 1.5 cents per ounce.
So we did a little math, okay? They estimate that they're going to raise $91 million, right?
Or In a year. 91 million. I said, imagine how much soda is being
consumed. So looking at 1.5 cent per ounce based on a 16-ounce bottle of soda, that, are you ready for this? That is 364 million
ounces.
No, 16-ounce bottles of soda.
Wow.
If you take, here, I'll do it again. Maybe I'm an idiot. If you take 91 million, right? And we estimated 24 cents, right? 1.5 cents per ounce for a 16-ounce bottle of soda. So I rounded up and said 25%. 25 cents. So if you take 91 million divided by 0.25, which is 25 cents, that's 364 million 16-ounce bottles of soda in 1 year. In a what's the population of Philadelphia?
I couldn't answer that.
But let's say it's 10 million. I don't know. 364 million, and let's say the population is 10 million. I mean, are you kidding me? Are they really drinking that much soda? I wonder if this is going to be on juice, too.
No, it's just soda. Oh, sugary tax. The soda industry has spent millions of dollars on ads to block the proposal.
Oh, yeah.
And it's expected to sue the city if the tax is adopted.
This is how can they sue the city if the tax is adopted? I mean, look, my frustration isn't that there should be a deterrent to buying soda. My frustration is that tax will not help deter the soda consumption because they'll want that tax to keep coming in.
So in San Francisco, there was a law that passed that requires health warnings on drinks.
Yeah.
And that's set to go into effect in July. Man. So, but they said that, I guess in Philadelphia, they're going to take the taxes and use it for universal pre-kindergarten, community schools, and park improvements. What about educating people on health?
What about setting up plans that deter people from actually buying soda?
I mean, those are all good projects. Don't get me wrong.
But see, this is my frustration. They take this tax money, they use it for something else. The tax money should be used in programs directly designed to deter people from drinking more soda. But they don't want that. They want people to keep drinking the soda because they want that $91 million a year.
Which is sad to me because the purpose is to deter people from drinking the soda.
Yeah, it's not. This is what happens all the time. They did this with tobacco. I mean, it, you know, basically the number of smokers today are paying a lot of taxes that are going to be used for other things other than telling people not to smoke cigarettes or making it harder for them to smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if they really wanted to deter people from smoking cigarettes, they would outlaw cigarettes completely. So you have no new smokers, number one. And then they would require that you get a prescription from your doctor in order to buy cigarettes, and the cigarettes would be sold at pharmacies. So you would have no new smokers. You'd make it difficult for people to keep smoking, and they'd have to go someplace to get a prescription where they would try to get them into a program to quit smoking.
Why would you get a prescription to smoke cigarettes?
You would make it a controlled substance.
Oh.
If you really wanted to outlaw, if you really wanted to cause...
But who in their right mind would write someone a script for
a cigarette? If you're addicted to cigarettes, if you've been smoking for 30 years, you just can't quit. So the new law would be, okay, cigarettes will be from a dispensary. And a dispensary is like a pharmacy. And you'd have to have a prescription to buy cigarettes. So that means that no one would buy, I mean, sure, there's going to be black, so people would say, yeah, but then there'll be black market, but still.
Carl's shaking his finger at me.
You better listen to me. Anyway, okay. You know what? Then the free market would be deterred and people would say, no, Carl, that's a bad idea. Let the free market work its own way out. We have to take a break.
Yes, we do.
And
we
when
have
we come
to
back, we have lots
bills
to talk about.
We have bills to pay.
Bills to pay. We have baby need new pair of shoes. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis. Using worldwide patented technology.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
This is the best part. Welcome back. So what do you want to talk about?
So we had some exciting news this week. We have now a European distributor.
Yeah, UK, European, and apparently they can also supply Canada, I just found out. Reggie Joal from Predator Nutrition was on the show yesterday, and he said that they ship to Canada now a lot cheaper than we can ship from the United States.
Really?
Yeah. So that's who we're telling anyone who wants to buy Thrive Advanced. There will be a link on the Thrive Advanced website, Thrive Protein website. It'll be about 2 weeks before Predator will be ready to start shipping. But you'll be able to go to Predator Nutrition in the UK, in the European Union, and Canada. That's pretty exciting.
So I want to talk a little bit about women.
Okay.
So evidently, 40% of U.S. women are now obese. There are more women obese than men. I think men came in at 35%.
But it's pretty close.
It was 35% for men and 40% for women. And these are for the years of 2013 through 2014. So we know that it's probably higher than that now.
Yeah. Yeah. The rate of obesity, on a national level is just so, so scary to me. Because these people are going to get sick. You know, they like to say, there are healthy obese people out there. And they may be healthy now, but they're not going to be healthy for long. You know, it's like if you had a little tiny little car and you were towing a trailer around with it. Yeah, it'll be fine for the first year, but by the second year, it's going to start breaking down. It's just inevitable.
I don't see how someone's joints and everything can handle that.
When you're obese, inflammation is so far upregulated in your body, everything is suffering. You know, insulin resistance, joints, as you point out. I mean, people who are getting knee replacements and hip replacements, we did this show a few years ago. It's not from mechanical loading of the spine. It's from inflammation because we see the same degeneration in their neck vertebrae, which their head isn't really that much heavier than the average head. So you would say, oh, yeah, I can understand the knees and the hips wearing out because of all the weight they're carrying. Well, there are lots of non-load-bearing joints that also wear out and deteriorate. And they know it's because of inflammation. It's chronic inflammation. It's not just mechanical loading of the skeletal system.
So one of the doctors said the obesity epidemic in the U.S. is now 3 decades old, and huge investments have been made in research, clinical care, and development of various programs to counteract obesity. However, few data suggest the epidemic is diminishing, which is shocking to me because, well, it's not really shocking, but Why does it continue to soar? Why do the rates continue to soar when there's so much information about, you know, inflammation in the body, like what you were just talking about, mm-hmm. and things that people can do, you know, if they go see their personal trainer or, you know, get nutritional counseling or what have you.
Right, right. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I mean, why don't they do it? Why don't doctors prescribe it? Why don't insurance companies pay for it? Because in the end, they're going to be less of a burden to the system.
Exactly. I mean, look, it's three decades old. How much money is it costing? Speaking of taxes, how much money is it costing taxpayers?
Right. No, I mean, well, now, and especially with affordable health care, where everyone is now sharing the burden of everybody's health care, we're going to end up under a financial load that will be unmanageable at some point in the future. There's no doubt about it. If the population keeps getting obese, they will then keep developing chronic diseases at a younger and younger age. And at some point in time, we're just not going to be able to pay to care for sick people. So you'd think that they would want to do something about it.
There was another study that just came out that finds one-third of women taking bisphosphonates.
Yeah, that's so like Boniva. Yeah,
remain at risk for fracture. So one-third of the women are taking those drugs.
And they still aren't working.
And they're still not working.
Well, and here's the worst part. Those bisphosphonates have been associated with esophageal cancer.
You're kidding.
So women who take bisphosphonates have a very, very high rate, much higher rate than the general population, for esophageal cancer. They cause all sorts of problems with gut and esophagus. And these poor women are still, and not to mention that these drugs usually also cause problems with the thyroid. So a lot of these women end up with thyroid problems. I mean, these drugs are horrible, horrible, horrible. Women could be on estrogen. And it's safer than these bisphosphonates. And estrogen works.
Well, you know, there's so many people that talk so bad about taking hormone replacement and how dangerous it is. Well, what about this? Yeah. You know, more than 53 million Americans age 50 and older, primarily women, have osteoporosis or at high risk for the condition due to low bone density. 53 million Americans.
Wow.
Have
That's
osteoporosis.
Shocking. That's shocking. And not all of them are old. A lot of them are young.
50 is not old.
No. Well, look at what's the blonde-haired Gwyneth Paltrow? I mean, she has osteoporosis. She actually had a fracture in what? Her shin or a hip or her femur bone or something? She had some sort of fracture associated with osteoporosis. And that's because a lot of these women aren't eating the right foods. Their hormones are whacked out. I mean, I'm sure that I wouldn't be surprised if they put her on bisphosphonates.
So a doctor from the Indiana University School of Medicine, who was an endocrinologist, said that while they found that a substantial proportion of patients who took the oral bisphosphonates remain at risk for hip, spine, and other major fractures, this class of drug does improve bone density.
Yeah, it does include. So this is doublespeak. This is doublespeak. Don't stop taking it, even though it doesn't work for you. Keep taking it anyway.
But that it has so many side effects.
Of course. But again, you got to remember, the medical orthodoxy isn't going to tell you, oh, wow, we are prescribing drugs that may not work for you and they may be harmful to you, so you should stop taking them. Their attitude is, no, but keep taking them. Keep taking them anyway. How many times have we talked about drugs that are causing serious side effects, but then the last sentence is, you should not stop taking this drug if you're taking it now? And we've done this before.
Yes, we have. So I just thought this was an interesting story. There are now pajama pants. They're like dress pants that are like pajamas to wear to work.
Aren't they just yoga pants?
Yeah, they're like, they look like a yoga pant, but they have like little fake pockets on them.
Stitched, like it looks like there's a stitching on a pocket, but there's no pocket there.
Mm-hmm.
This reminds me of those. Didn't they come out with those? They sold them in pharmacies.
Bath and Beyond and places like that.
Well, no, Walgreens and CVS was carrying. They look like jeans.
Pajama pants.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And people are wearing them to like work, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ew. Like I remember when people used to wear sweatpants to work and how gross that was. Now they're going to wear these pajama pants instead.
Well, these are dress pants, yoga pants. They're $78 a pair and they come in navy, gray, or black, and they're calling them trousers. And it says that they look appropriate for the office. Yeah. I don't know. I'd have to see what they look like in person.
Then there's some people that shouldn't be wearing those kind of pants because they're so tight, so clingy, that if you have any imperfections in your body whatsoever, they show up. And if you happen to be one of those people who has a lot of imperfections in your body because you happen to fall into the class of the 40% of obese women out there, you know how many obese people I see, obese women especially, that are wearing like super tight spandexy type clothes out in the world. Like that's, I'm proud. This is me. I'm all with that, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what are you thinking?
Well, evidently Facebook is blocking people who have photos that are showing muffin tops and things like
really?
That.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, I know they give us a hard time anytime we try to use an image of someone semi-muscular in an ad. They tell us no because it may be insulting to certain groups of people. I'm actually happy to hear that they're doing that too, because we've had a lot of ads declined because we had someone with abs or someone with muscle because they felt like they've told us, you know, your ad is not approved because it may insult or make, you know, a certain group of our audience feel uncomfortable. And I thought, really? So I'm glad to hear that muffin tops and obese people are also feeling the same thing.
Evidently, there was a feminist talk show personality that wanted to promote an upcoming show, and she was going to be discussing body positivity and fat shaming. So she was going to put a meme up that showed a plus-size model in a pair of underwear or looked like a bikini, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that the post depicts a body or body parts in an undesirable manner.
Right.
And wouldn't allow it to go up.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't feel so bad for them now because it frustrates the hell out of me when they deny us certain ads. And I look at the pictures and I go, there's nothing wrong with this picture, but this person has abs. And they
it's
won't.
Like Planet Fitness. You can't work out there if you're in good shape.
Yeah, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, you're not allowed to work out there if you're in good shape. That's funny. That is funny. We're going to take a break. We got lots more good stories to talk about. You're listening to this special Carl's birthday edition of Casual Friday.
Am I going to sing happy birthday to you?
I hope so. I want you to sing it like Marilyn Monroe. Happy birthday, Mr. President. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Madebyhemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at madebyhemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to My Sharona. Okay, what do you want to talk about first, Elisa Profumo?
Well, we were just talking about obesity, so I wanted to talk about, according to a study out of Chang'an University in Taiwan,
okay,
Asian mushrooms may combat obesity.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Why do you say that?
Oh, the only thing that's going to combat obesity is a complete overhaul of a lifestyle. Eating differently, moving more, getting better sleep. I mean, my frustration with the obesity epidemic is that everybody's trying to find a silver bullet. Oh, well, I guarantee you that if you took 50 obese people and told them change nothing in your life but eat these mushrooms, yeah, they may lose, you know, a kilogram or 2 kilograms in the course of 6 or 10 weeks, but that's not going to change the obesity epidemic. I didn't read the study. What are the claims?
The Reishi, R-E-I-S-I, which is a medicinal mushroom.
You try saying that
10 times. A medicinal mushroom.
Reishi medicinal mushrooms.
That appears to exert anti-diabetic effects. They observed in laboratory animal models that the extract of the Reishi medicinal mushroom reversed gut dysbiosis.
Okay.
So, otherwise induced by a high-fat diet and
okay.
increased the ratio of good bacteria.
Okay, and this is what Alex Leaf would say, I predict, okay? Rodents and humans are very, very different when it comes to the obesogenic model. Rodents and humans are very different when it comes to the gut microbes. I'm just guessing. He can message me and say I'm off. But more importantly, there's a lot of people out there who don't exhibit diabetic markers who are getting fatter. It's not just about insulin and diabetes when you're getting fatter.
But what if this could help? I mean, you know, why are you so resistant?
Because I'm a digestion resistant starch. No, it's because I'm so frustrated with the take this pill, or do this one thing and to cure obesity. When it's not just one thing that's causing obesity, it just doesn't make sense.
There was less toxin seepage through the gut wall.
Mm-hmm.
The mushroom extract reduced body weight, mm-hmm. inflammation, and insulin resistance.
In rats fed a control diet.
The study authors reported that the results indicated that the reishi mushroom and its high molecular weight polysaccharides may be used as a prebiotic agent to prevent gut dysbiosis and obesity-related metabolic disorders in obese individuals.
Okay, so you add it to your diet, but it's going to take more than just the mushrooms to really harness the obesity problem. That's my take on it.
Okay, so what is your take on fiber intake linked to successful aging?
So here's my take on fiber intake. I think we always find something that works and say, oh, but we need more. So here's my take. I'm going to make a prediction right now that 10 years from now, we're going to find out that too much fiber is just as bad as not enough. And here's why. Through evolution, we reduced the amount of fiber intake up to a point where it became unhealthy, and trying to return to the fiber intake of our Paleolithic ancestors is a mistake, that we should absolutely have fiber in our diet that naturally occurs in the good foods that we're choosing. But people who are getting 60 and 90 grams of fiber a day, I don't think that's good for the gut. I think we're going to find out that it's not a good thing. I think that, 20, 30 grams of fiber a day is probably good. I think 90 and 100, and some people out there who are trying to consume more and more fiber because some is good, more must be better, I think it's a mistake. When you look at our evolutionary path, our guts, our brains changed their demand for energy when we started to eat more nutrient-dense, less fibrous foods. Now, we've taken that to a whole new extreme in the American diet because there's no fiber in any processed foods. But if you're eating real food, you're getting fiber, and I don't think you need to up your fiber intake to something ridiculous. That's my opinion.
So researchers from the Westmead Institute for Medical Research, which is in Australia, explored the relationship between carbohydrate nutrition and healthy aging. The factors they examined included total carb intake, total fiber intake, glycemic index and load, and sugar intake. The fiber made the greatest difference in what the researchers called successful aging. They defined successful aging as including an absence of disability, cognitive impairment, depressive symptoms, respiratory symptoms, and chronic diseases, including cancer, coronary artery disease, and stroke.
Okay, so they're isolating fiber as the reason for all those benefits. Now, I don't know anything about the study, but could it also be that the foods high in fiber carry a variety of other benefits of health? And it could it also be that people eat a lot of fiber, getting a lot of fiber, eating a lot of vegetables next to really good animal protein? And could that be, after doing this show for almost 11 years now, I used to jump on this sort of stuff back in the day. Oh, this is the answer. But then I've watched those answers dissipate and disappear. And we find that, oh, it didn't work out that way. So now I look at the bigger picture. Alex Leaf came on the show the other day and made a very, very good comment. We look at macronutrients, but we eat food. I mean, really, it's a very simplistic idea, but it has so much value. So we're talking about how much protein, how much fiber, how much carbohydrates, what type of carbohydrates, but we eat food. We don't eat macronutrients. So the people who get higher fiber, it may be because they eat a lot more vegetables, and the polyphenols and the antioxidants and all the other value of the vegetables is why they're aging well and not because of the fiber.
Well, one of the researchers did point out that the particular group that they studied were older adults whose carbonated and sugary drink intake was fairly low.
Another contributor. Another. Mm-hmm. See, I mean, look, the Blue Zone, the Okinawan diet. I've lived through all of this so far. I've watched it. I'm just like everybody in the audience. I want to live a long, healthy life. I'm looking for answers. I got no dog in the fight. But the reality is that all of these quote-unquote methods of this is the reason people are aging well have failed me. They have failed me, and they failed everybody. Otherwise, we'd have locked onto one and stuck with it. And it comes down to lifestyle. If you make the right choices in food, you're getting all the right things and less of the wrong things. And it doesn't matter how much fiber, how much protein, because if you're eating the right foods, you're getting a lot of fiber, you're getting a lot of protein, you're getting a lot of polyphenols and phytonutrients, and you're not getting a lot of the bad stuff. And that's where the magic is, in my humble opinion.
So speaking of aging, there was a Harvard University just came out with a study that talks about how the increase in life expectancy in the past two decades. I'm having a problem today.
I know what it is. I've been doing this radio show for a long time.
What is it?
Once you make a mistake and you pronounce something wrong, you become so self-conscious that you're going to pronounce another word wrong that all you do is pronounce words wrong. You just need to let it go. I've been there.
My tongue today.
I've been there. I know what it is. Once you mispronounce a word and you're like panicked, oh my God, I don't want to keep doing this. You keep doing it. So just let it go. Laugh about it.
There's a new study out of Harvard that shows that the increase in life expectancy in the past two decades has been accompanied by an even greater increase in life years free of disability.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're saying is that
health span.
Yeah, they're saying it's improvements to cardiovascular health and declines in vision problems.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look further down into the study, one of the things that they're touting as a reason for this is the use of statin drugs.
I'm sorry.
They lost me when they.
That's just stupid. That's just plain stupid. I mean, statin drugs, a recent study came out and showed that statin drugs do not have any beneficial effect on preventing first or second heart attack, number one. So the statin industry saw this coming and they said, well, they also reduce inflammation. There's lots of things that reduce inflammation. They also, statin drugs lead to type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance, right? We're talking about eating reishi mushrooms because it'll correct, you know, insulin resistance. Well, statin drugs cause insulin resistance. Number two, statin drugs have been associated with advanced development of Alzheimer's disease and dementia. So, I mean, it's just stupid. And we also know that we're learning that cholesterol is an important thing. We need cholesterol for cell repair, for hormone production, everything else. Statin drugs are one of the worst drugs in the world, but we're not going to talk about this for another 100 years. We'll all be dead.
Okay, so, but you're going to hear this in the mainstream news.
Of course.
And they're not going to say, okay, so this is a quote from one of the researchers. There's been an incredibly dramatic decline in deaths and disabilities from heart disease and heart failure. Some of it is the result of people smoking less.
Okay.
Better diet, but we estimate that as much as half of the improvement is because of medical care, especially statin drug treatment.
No, I don't believe that. I think
which is preventing heart attacks and improving people's recovery.
I don't buy that at all. I don't buy that for a second. Not for a second. So it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm not going to argue the point. I don't believe that. Not for a second. You know what? No one ever pays attention to studies that show that higher cholesterol actually leads to longevity.
Much of the improvement in vision health, he said, can be summed up in a single word.
What's that?
Cataracts.
Surgery, you mean?
Cataract surgery used to be very lengthy and technically difficult, but that same surgery today can be done in an outpatient setting that the complications and disabilities are significantly declined.
Don't you think that the goal should be to keep people from developing cataracts in the first place?
I think so.
Yeah, of course. This is a medical orthodoxy driven agenda piece here.
Okay, and so you go down to the bottom of the study, and guess who the research was funded by?
Merck.
Pfizer.
Pfizer. There you go. Of course. And that was my suspicion all along, but I didn't want to go there. Yeah, it's
but that's going to be reported in the mainstream news.
Of course, but one thing I think is going to come from this year's election, no matter what side of the fence you're on, liberal, Republican, it doesn't matter. Okay, what we have all learned independently is that the media is corrupt, agenda driven, and nothing promotes nothing but complete and utter lies. When you look at Hillary and Bernie, all lies. When you look at Trump, all lies. It doesn't matter.
Explain what you mean, all lies?
They didn't want Bernie to win, okay? The fix was in from the beginning. Hillary Clinton got the 578 superdelegates that put her so far ahead of Bernie that he could never catch up, number one. So that was a fix. But more importantly, just this morning, I watched a video. I happened to wake up at 3 a.m. this morning actually 2:37. And
You're so excited about your birthday, you couldn't sleep.
I know, it's like Christmas. And so I'm watching videos and stuff like that. I watched a video this morning, it's on YouTube, that showed how while this is not illegal, this is not a criminal thing, it shows conclusively that Google, when you search for anything about Hillary Clinton, only good came up. When you search for anything about Bernie Sanders, only bad came up. And while this is not illegal.
What about Donald Trump?
Yeah, of course. Anything bad, only bad. So it was clear that Google had an agenda. I mean, so many people, this video was just released. It's got like 250,000 views already in a short time. Everybody is like, I am not using Google to search for anything anymore. They compared Bing, Yahoo, and Google, and they even showed, I'm not a web guy, but when you start typing and it starts to populate with choices, like, that's what I'm looking for, boom. That's supposed to be the most searched for terms on a national level, okay? But then Google has a tool where you can actually look for the most searched for terms on a national level, shows you pips and spikes and numbers. And they showed that what was loading for Hillary Clinton was only positive stories, but when you went to the Google tool and looked at really the national search statistics for those stories, they were in the lowest search level. So this, I think it's called Fed Source, FedSource. They said, look, while this is not a criminal action, it's clear that Google has an agenda. And what is, it's not just Google, it's Facebook, NBC, CBS, ABC. The media has agendas, and I think that everybody can agree, no matter who you're for, that the media has shown themselves this election year to be the corrupt, manipulative message spinners that we've always wondered if they were, and it's true. But what do you do? Turn your TVs off? Throw your radios away? I mean, you really got to be selective in where you get information from today, because 99% of what's out there is designed to twist your opinion to something that it's not.
Well, just like that study that Pfizer funded.
Yeah, statins are the greatest thing. We have a friend whose father has been a lifelong surgeon who's developing Alzheimer's disease, and it's because he's been on statin drugs. He started on statin drugs like 30 years ago. He didn't even have high cholesterol, but one of his doctor friends told him, you know, these things are the greatest. They're going to make people healthier, and now he's struggling with dementia. He has to give up his practice. Very, very sad. So we have to take a break.
You some time to calm down a little bit.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
But no, it's okay.
It frustrates me. It just frustrates me.
It is frustrating.
All right. Stay tuned with Brenda.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans.
So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils, high-end CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to madebyhemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. Madebyhemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Okay, so we got, first of all, I just got to give a shout out to someone who's listening live, Amy Lee. She just messaged me on Facebook.
She definitely
agrees with the old media cover up of everything today. So thank you very much for listening live. We just got an interesting message on the Thrive Protein Facebook page. Can I read this real quick?
Or you
want to read it?
I'll read it.
Okay, good.
That way I can practice my
speaking
speech.
I practice my speaking.
Public speaking.
This comes from Patrick Dolan.
And this was unsolicited. He actually posted this on the Thrive Protein page. Finally got my protein today. I've to say, this really is great stuff. It's clear from the taste it's high quality protein. There's a simple trick to see if whey protein has been spiked with sugar or if it has lost its biological properties. Take it in a fasted state and test blood glucose. The anabolic stimuli will flush nutrients into the muscle cells, including glucose, which makes blood glucose go down. If nothing happens, it's not high quality anabolic protein. If it goes up, it's spiked with sugar. The response is somewhat individual, but you can compare different proteins with yourself as a reference. Thrive broke my personal record, the best I've ever tested. Considering I've worked as a scientist in the sports nutrition industry and tested loads of products, that is an outstanding result.
Wow.
That's impressive.
And you, Elisa's like, we have to read this. And I didn't know why. That's amazing.
That is amazing. I'm going, that's awesome. And he's looking at me like, what are you talking about? Because he hadn't read it
yet. I didn't read it. I didn't know that he was a scientist. And I didn't know. I mean, this is, I just don't know what to say. Patrick Dolan, thank you so much.
So there you have it. If you want to test your whey protein that you're using.
Check your blood sugar before, check your blood sugar after. If it goes up, there's sugar in it. If it goes down, it's high quality. Interestingly, because Consumer Labs, we're going to talk about two different things that appear in Consumer Labs. One of them is how whey protein improves recovery after hip fracture surgery.
Yes. So there was a study among men and women ages 60 and older who with hip fracture who underwent surgery and post-surgical physical rehabilitation, which was 5 days a week. They found that those who consumed a drink containing 32.2 grams of whey protein twice daily before and after exercise on therapy days and during the daytime on non-therapy days for 2 weeks had a significantly greater improvement in knee extension strength in both legs than those who did not.
Interesting.
Than those who did not consume the protein.
Now, the next discussion is, and Elise is going to drop some bombs here, is important because, so people go out and buy whey protein because they want it to do these types of magical things, but they're not always getting whey protein. Whey protein and actually dairy proteins have been under siege this year with recalls because of contamination, label claims, and everything else. So with that being said, Consumer Labs tested how many protein powders?
I don't know.
Can you give like a glance? Like how many are in one row? Let me see. Let me see if I can find out. So Consumer Labs tested. I can't even open the document. It's asking me to sign in, but that's okay. Consumer Labs tested a variety of proteins. It looks like at least 30 or 40 proteins in there. And some big names, even some MLM-driven protein products. And they were looking for two things. Meeting label claims based on claimed sugar and claimed protein. But more importantly, contamination with things like heavy metals, lead and stuff like
cadmium,
that.
Cadmium, arsenic.
Yeah, yeah. So
I'm just going to tell the ones who
failed.
ProLab Advanced Essential Whey Milk Chocolate. They did not get approved. They found 15.7 grams less protein per serving. They also found an additional 16 grams of total carbs and 3.4 grams of total sugar per serving.
Wow. Wow. And did they find any heavy metals in that one?
Not in this
one. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Dymatize Nutrition Elite Casing Smooth Vanilla was not approved. They found 1.2 grams of additional sugar per serving and found additional 10.2 milligrams of cholesterol per serving.
I'm not so worried about the cholesterol, but more sugar. Now, interestingly enough, Dr. Brad Schoenfeld, who is not only a fantastic scientist and athlete, but the guy that I follow, posted a picture yesterday or the day before about some meal he was having, and he had a big jug of Dymatize right there.
Who did?
Dr. Brad Schoenfeld.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I was reading something.
No, it's okay. I mean, but it's just interesting to me because so many of us, we buy these products, we believe that they're legit.
Well, how about me when I was using...
We don't want to say the name.
Okay.
But you were using a protein powder that had far less protein and a ton more sugar than it said on the label.
I was not making any gains, and I couldn't figure it out.
Well, you couldn't lose weight, you said.
No, I couldn't lose weight.
Yeah, and now we know why. You were drinking like 4 scoops of it a day.
Of sugar.
Yeah, sure, basically sugar.
Basically sugar.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Optimum Nutrition.
Keep in mind that Optimum Nutrition is actually owned. So there are two big players in dairy protein raw materials, Glanbia and Fonterra. And Optimum is owned by one of them. I think it's owned by Glanbia. So you would think that they would have the best access to everything.
Well, this isn't as bad. They found 9.2 milligrams of cholesterol per serving that is not claimed on the label.
Oh, that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me.
Okay, the next one is Nature's Plus Spirotine Vanilla.
Uh-huh.
Found 6.7 grams of carbs and 4.2 grams of sugar per serving.
That weren't on the label.
That weren't on the label, and an additional 25.8 calories per serving.
Okay.
I'm just going through the list here.
Yeah, take your time.
Shakeology.
So Shakeology is an MLM. Do you ever see the sign for Beachbody?
It's Beachbody.
Yeah, and you know there are some big name people involved with this, Shakeology. I mean, big name people that are promoting it all the time. In fact, I get calls and emails from people asking me, what do I think of Shakeology? And I'm like, look, it may be a good product, but it's an MLM, so it's definitely more expensive than it needs to be. I can tell you that right now. What happened with them?
They had 12.7 micrograms of lead per serving.
Yeah. But that's their secret to weight loss. The lead makes you lose weight.
And that's it.
Okay.
But, I mean, the Dymatize is a big one. And huge. So is the Optimum Nutrition.
Yeah, huge, huge, huge. Big companies. So, again, you know, we have been producing our post-production lab analysis from the very first batch of Thrive for a reason, because we believe that it's our duty to make sure that what is on the label is actually in the bottle. I mean, it's got to come to a point where everybody does that. Everybody needs to do it. And you know what? Between you and me.
Why don't they?
Because it's cost. Because of the cost. You know how much it costs for us to do post-production lab analysis? Almost $1,000 per batch.
You're kidding me.
No, because you got to test everything. You're not just testing protein. You got to test the amino acids. You got to test the carbohydrate content. You have to test everything, the probiotics, everything. So everybody should be doing it, in my humble opinion.
Well, and I think that from the study that I talked about before we talked about the protein, from the study that we talked about, older people, 60 and older, we're not there yet.
Right.
They should be using whey protein.
They should be using a dairy protein for sure, mm-hmm. to help supplement the extra protein. Because as you get older, you tend not to digest foods as well. You start to shy away from things like steak and pork chops. And so you start to lose protein intake in your diet. And so the thing to go to is a protein powder. But what good is it if the protein powder you're taking doesn't have the protein in it that you think you're taking it for?
And, I mean, Thrive is perfect for that because there's no gums or thickeners in it.
That's another thing. So we've been reaching out to some of the bariatrics community because, in the words of Adele Musa, when you have a stomach the size of a walnut, the quality of your protein is important. And what we found out is that a lot of people in the bariatrics community are way more interested in flavor. Mm-hmm. They don't care if it has artificial sweeteners, gums, and thickeners. If it tastes good, I'm going to drink it. And I'm like, wait a minute. You mean to tell me that all you care is that you can get a peanut butter, cinnamon, jelly donut flavored protein powder so that you enjoy drinking it as opposed to it delivering the things you think you're drinking it for? Really? I mean, if you have a stomach that's that small, do you really want xanthan gum, cellulose, carrageenan gumming up what little stomach you have that's functioning? So it's amazing how many people out there know that their protein powder probably sucks, but they're going to take it and use it anyway.
Because it's less expensive?
Yeah, exactly. Less expensive. Yeah.
Servings.
Exactly. Yeah, servings. I'm enjoying the servings. That's an inside joke. A friend of ours bought the protein powder, and we said, you know, he bought it for his wife, actually. And we said, so how does she like it? He said, well, she's enjoying the servings. And I looked at you and I thought, that means that she doesn't like the way it tastes. That's what it means.
Well, and for those of you in the audience, because somebody said that it had an aftertaste because of the glycine that we use.
Yeah, which you
it,
need more glycine in your diet, by the way. But go ahead.
Just add a few drops of some kind of an extract. You know, I've got strawberry, I've got lemon, I've got orange. I mean, just add a few drops of one of those. The extract doesn't have anything artificial in it.
Or use a full fat coconut milk to blend it with, or add some cream to it with the water, so it's almost got like a milk. I mean, there's so many ways to make it taste the way you want it to taste.
Exactly. So say you're in the mood for lemon that day. Add a few drops of lemon extract. I use a coconut water with mine and some lemon extract. It tasted awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Look, the bottom line is it's a canvas. It's a canvas. This product is a canvas, right? What you put on the canvas depends on what you like to see. And so if you need some different flavor, we're not coming out with a chocolate. Somebody said, when are you going to come out with a different flavor? We're not coming out with a chocolate. I mean, this is a...
Add some cocoa powder.
There you go.
I've got an organic cocoa powder. When I want chocolate, I just add the organic cocoa powder.
Yeah, yeah. This is a canvas. You want it to taste different, make it taste different. But what's in it is what you need, is the reason you're using protein powder. It's the reason you're using it. So if all you care about is flavor, there's plenty of jelly donut flavored protein powders out there that probably don't have in them what they say, have things in them that they're not telling you, and a complete crap. But they taste damn good. So there you go. You want to talk about something else? You want to take a break now?
Oh, let's go ahead and take our break.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more great stories here on Casual Friday.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Actually a mashup of like three or four different songs. Let's just let it run for a second. Here it comes.
Carl's dancing in his chair.
That's right, baby. I'm young. Hey, look, I play my music loud, right? I'm young.
So, Carl, I can hear him coming down the street. I'll be out working in the yard, and I'll hear this music blasting, and it's Carl coming home down the street with his windows down and music blaring.
I love loud music. I like to feel my music.
So I was going through the studies the other day, and I invited the author on, who's coming on, I think, next week. And it's about research that's done on teens who listen to loud music, and they have hearing problems because of it.
Right.
So I scheduled that show for you, Carl.
Well, because I do have hearing problems.
You do.
I know. But I love loud music. I like to feel my music.
Can you actually feel the vibe?
Of course. The subwoofers kick in. Yeah, absolutely. You feel that vibration. It's fantastic. Feeling the music is almost as much fun as listening to it.
So you like loud music. What else?
I can't say the rest of them.
Oh, okay. So, moving on. Did you know your eyes can become sunburned?
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how?
It's called photokeratitis.
Okay.
Photokeratitis.
So, like they get dark, like they get red, like sunburned skin?
No. Your eyes get sunburned.
Okay, so.
And become sensitive.
Okay, so it's the cornea that gets sunburned, they're saying, right?
They're saying sunburned eyes. But photokeratitis, aka sunburned eyes.
Right, but don't they say, so they say, let's see here. So it's what happens, it can occur when unprotected or underprotected eyes are exposed to sunlight reflected off of water, sand, ice, and snow, as well as those high-intensity UV lamps found in tanning beds. This kind of burn damage damages the thin surface layer of the cornea. The cornea is clear, by the way. And symptoms range from pain, redness, and swelling to watery eyes, sensitivity to bright light, blurriness of vision, and even temporary vision loss. So really, the sun is actually burning the outer layer of the eye, the cornea. But there's something else that happens.
They're calling it sunburned eyes, though.
Yeah, I understand. But there's something else that can happen. So you've heard of snow blindness, right?
Yes.
So when you're exposed to very, very bright light and you're squinting and you're trying to keep some of the sun out of your eyes, it actually causes a hyperbleaching or depletion of rhodopsin, which is a photoreceptor chemical in the rods and cones in the retina. And so, like, have you ever, remember back in the day when someone would take a picture with a flashbulb? Mm-hmm. And you'd close your eyes and you could still see like that flashbulb?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that is actually depletion of rhodopsin, which is in the retina. And so when you go out in really, really, really bright sun and just don't have sunglasses on, just squint all day long, your vision at night will suck like for the next day, because the body replenishes rhodopsin very slowly. That's why when you used to see that flashbulb go off, you could probably see that when you close your eyes for like the next 5 minutes. Well, when you do that continuously by allowing sun to get in there like that, you can become night blind. Then that night you go out and you'll be like, I can't see anything. What the hell's wrong with me? Because you've depleted all of that rhodopsin. It could take up to 24 hours for it to regenerate itself. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Yeah, yeah. So they're suggesting that you get a pair of sunglasses to block at least 98% of the UVA and UVB rays. And those are not cheap.
Right.
Yeah. They're going to cost probably $100 or more.
Right. Because those dollar store glasses, they suck. They don't really work at all. I mean, they really don't.
the mom from the 70s is going to be in trouble because it says here, don't forget about the kids.
Yeah, right. Put the, she's not putting any sunglasses
she's
on.
She's not putting any sunglasses
Learn
on.
Learn to squint, you little bastard.
And then people who have fair skin mm-hmm. and lighter eyes are more susceptible.
Right, because blue eyes actually let indirect light in, even though it's not coming in through the aperture, which is, you know, the iris. So there's more light coming in, so they're more sensitive to bright light.
This says here that the light-eyed folks have slightly larger pupils.
Yeah, yeah.
Than us darker-eyed friends.
Right, right.
So
interesting.
Go buy some expensive sunglasses. You now have an excuse.
Yeah.
Carl,
I wear my sunglasses at night.
Carl loses his sunglasses. So, I mean, every time you lose them.
I buy a pair of sunglasses. Within a week, they're gone.
It's ridiculous.
I know. Now I actually only buy the dollar sunglasses because I know I'm going to lose them. I don't feel so bad. It's like I lost a dollar instead of
And the
like,
bad thing is you really look good in sunglasses, but you can't keep them, so
do
you
I
can't
really?
Wear them. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I'm going to wear sunglasses around the house then. I didn't know that.
Your future's so bright, you got to wear shades.
That's me, baby.
Okay, so how about antidepressants? You want to talk about those?
I don't know. I'm a little depressed right now.
You might need some.
Yeah, I may need some.
Well, first of all, this is shocking to me. About half of the people who take antidepressants...
They don't work.
They don't work on
them. Yeah, I know. That's worse than bisphosphonates.
You say that 10 times.
Yeah, bisphosphonate. Bisphosphonate. What was that, four?
Yeah, so half of the people who use antidepressants, it doesn't work.
No, in fact, they get worse. Those are the ones that end up with suicidal thoughts. They get more depressed.
So evidently there's a blood test that a simple blood test that can predict whether standard antidepressants will make you feel like yourself. And this is before you start taking the meds.
Right. So they talked about this about 5 years ago. They started to say that they've identified certain genes, certain genetics, that one antidepressant would be better for you than another. And so now they're actually employing this technology. So they'll do a blood test.
They're going to test the blood for certain markers of inflammation. When they compare the results, they did this on 142 depressed people.
This is interesting. Go ahead.
When they compared the results, they found that people with low levels of inflammation...
They don't work for.
As per their blood test, were the only ones who responded to the drugs.
Okay, so listen to this for a second. Listen to this. So we did a show after going to Ancestral Health 2 years ago.
Yes.
Okay. We did a show with a scientist who did a symposium on the linkage between inflammation and depression. And she was very clear.
That.
She said, not everybody who has depression gets it because of inflammation, but there's a large number of people out there who, when you reduce their chronic inflammation, their depression goes away. So now let's talk about this now. So you're saying the people who antidepressants work for are the ones who don't have the chronic inflammation. Is that what you just said? Or the ones who do?
They're the ones who responded to the drugs.
The ones who...
The low levels of inflammation.
So that means that the people that antidepressants work for are the ones who are not depressed because of inflammation. That's interesting. So if you address the inflammation in the other group that have inflammation, their depression will go away.
This doesn't mean that people who have higher levels of inflammation
shouldn't
won't respond
yeah.
at all.
Oh, yeah. No, so
it
don't.
Just means that they'll get better faster with a combination of antidepressants and an anti-inflammatory drug.
Well, how about just giving them an anti-inflammatory drug first?
Well, how about just giving them fish oil?
Well, I mean, that's what I mean.
And eating an anti-inflammatory diet.
And enterically coated aspirin every day, turmeric, I mean, ginger extract. I mean, there's a whole variety of things that they can do. But see, this is that same message. Now, that doesn't mean you should stop taking your antidepressants just because it's not working for you. Keep taking it.
Yeah. So you said it. You said something. You said to take an enterically coated aspirin.
Yeah, yeah.
So according to the FDA, Beware of bleeding risks with antacids containing aspirin.
So let's talk about this. So which two antacids have aspirin? Didn't you say Alka-Seltzer?
Alka-Seltzer and Bromo-Seltzer.
Bromo-Seltzer. So these are probably the longest standing antacids out there. Now, why do you think they cause a problem, but an enterically coated aspirin doesn't?
I wasn't listening. What'd you say? Okay. I was reading something.
What I said was...
I was reading something so that I could...
I know. Go further with the story. So here's the bottom line. If you take an aspirin for inflammation, it's usually an enterically coated aspirin that doesn't open up in your stomach. It opens up further down track.
Right.
But antacids are designed to work where?
In
your
stomach.
So it's like taking a regular aspirin. And it's just going to burn the lining of your stomach. This makes perfect sense.
And not all people who take an aspirin a day take an enterically coated aspirin. So they could be at danger.
Of course. Of course. That's a big threat today because people buy cheap aspirins and they just chop them up and they go take a quarter of a...
Baby aspirins.
You're supposed to take... That's an 81 milligram. A regular aspirin is like 325 milligrams. So a lot of people buy a regular aspirin and they cut it in fours. And they just take one fourth every single day. Take it with food. Eat, take it, and then finish eating so that it's sandwiched in between the food. You'll protect the lining of the stomach. If you take it on an empty stomach, you're asking for an ulcer, asking for it.
Some of the new cases of serious bleeding caused by aspirin-containing antacid products, these patients have required a blood transfusion.
Wow.
I mean, that's serious.
That's very serious.
And these are over-the-counter products.
People take them. So people who generally have gut problems, they take them daily. You know, thanks to Larry, the stupid cable guy. Hey, when the food you love doesn't love you, take Nexium. No, how about not eating that food, fat Larry? I'm sorry.
So it says here, people, and this is true, people who are looking for something to... An antacid, they wouldn't think that it contains aspirin.
No, I never knew antacids had aspirin in them until you just said that. I thought it was just sodium bicarbonate and some phosphate to make a fizz.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Interesting. What about, real quick, vitamin D and vision? We'll talk about that and then we'll take our break.
Okay.
So this came from worldhealth.net, which is the news arm of A4M.
A4M, right. Vitamin D plays a role in vision. Are you putting your microphone over here for me to use, too?
No, because I had a little belch out. And I didn't want it to go out over the air.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. You expose me. You always do that to me.
Vitamin D plays a role in vision.
Who knew?
Yeah.
So
the women who were deficient in vitamin D had a specific high risk genotype were 6 to 7 times more likely to develop a macular degeneration.
Wow. That's interesting. And you know why it's always about women, right?
Because of our pesky hormones.
Yeah. Those damn pesky estrogen hormones. No, actually it's because women pay attention to their bodies more than men do. Right. A guy, you know how many guys are rushed to the hospital with a heart attack and the doctor says, you know, have you had any symptoms? Well, yeah, I mean, I have chest pain every day for the past 8 months. Really? Really? I mean, guys, they're like, this will go away on its own. Women are like, I got to go to the doctor. I don't feel good. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, women are the ones who respond to these things much better. You get better information.
I'm scheduling a show for next week that says women are still excluded from research on sports and exercise.
Yeah, because women aren't supposed to be strong and fit. They're supposed to have babies and look really cute. That's the attitude.
Well, if you want to look cute, then you got to do sports and exercise.
I'm sitting here looking at your shoulders for the whole show. You have the most beautiful shoulders I've ever seen. Really.
Oh, thank you.
I mean, they're round, they're muscular, they look so fantastic. And I'm thinking to myself, any woman could build shoulders like that if she went into the gym and she trained.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of having those little bony shoulders that, you know, that just disappear as you get older. And it's really frustrating to me that the message to women from, I'm sorry, idiots like Tracy Anderson, you know, you shouldn't lift more than a 2-pound dumbbell. I mean, this message is going to harm more people than it's going to hurt to help. I mean, it's just sad that women need to be strong.
Well, and as you age, it gets harder and harder. So,
but you know what? If you keep it up, you'll mm-hmm. keep it up.
Exactly.
That's it. That's it. You know, I mean, I'm getting ready to, I'm already rehabbing my tricep. I'm hoping that in a couple months I'll be able to start loading it with some weight. But in the meantime, I'm not giving up. I'm not going to give up. I mean, I went through my little funk there, my pity party, as you like to call it.
Never ever give up.
No, I'm never ever going to give up. I mean, I want to be squatting when I die. I want the weight on my back pushing me down when I die. I don't want to die in some nursing home pooping in a diaper going, hey, can you put Channel 6 on for me? That's not how I want to go, you know? So anyway, all right, let's take a break. I actually just got a message from Alex Leaf. Maybe he's commenting about some of the things I said earlier.
He's not listening live.
Oh, he's not today? He's
no,
in school?
No, he go to school.
Oh, darn, that darn school thing. All right, stay tuned.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent-pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world.
In the world.
Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit ironmaglabs.com.
ironmaglabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So, what do you want to talk about first?
I thought you wanted to talk about Primal D.
Oh, yes. So Amy Lee, who's listening live, just messaged me and said, after we did the vitamin D discussions, you know, what's going on with Primal D? We've had to change the vehicle in Primal D three times now in order for us to get the delivery rate that we're looking for. So we're almost done with it. We actually did a small clinical trial with the help of Quest Nutrition, and we're definitely getting closer. But we're not where I want it to be yet. Not where I want it to be in order to re-release the product. I could release the product right now the way most supplement companies release products and go, you know, if it doesn't work for some people, too bad. You're a non-responder. But we're not willing to do that. So we are, Primal D will be coming out very shortly, but it will work. It will be the best vitamin D supplement in the world when I'm done with it. So there you go.
So I have an article here that I, that says, recreational drug Kratom hits the same brain receptor as strong opioids.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Kratom is all the rage right now.
I know.
But people who take Kratom say it makes them more focused. It doesn't make them, like, groggy. So maybe it's weaker, and it just kind of makes you relax as opposed to opioids that just knock the heck out of you.
It comes from a Southeast Asian plant called Kratom.
Right.
And it says it's providing opioid-like highs.
So what's going to end up happening is the FDA is going to want to control it, because if it acts like an opioid, they're going to want to classify it as an opioid. So if you do use Kratom, I predict that this research moves to the forefront. It's going to force the FDA to look at it and restrict it.
Oh, it's, six states have already banned the use
of it.
There you go. Including Vermont and Indiana.
Vermont? Really?
Mm-hmm. People are becoming dependent on it, it says.
Really?
Like
opioid dependence.
Mm-hmm.
So opioids are so popular today in our society, so popular, that they're now selling drugs to treat opioid-related problems like constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that commercial? Do you have opioid related constipation? Like that for them to run a commercial for a drug means that the potential population of sales to people is so high. That tells you that there are so many people on opioids today that also suffer from constipation related to opioids, that they have to take a drug because they take the opioid. This is getting crazy, folks. This is insanity. Like, we shouldn't be giving people who take opioids drugs to help them with their constipation related to their opioids. We should be finding ways not to put people on opioids. You know, I mean, I don't know what the answer is. I know there's a lot of people out there going to say, look, Carl, you don't understand what it is to live with pain. Yes, I do. I live with terrible pain all the time because of my spinal compression. And I get out of bed in the morning, it is effing painful from my feet to my glutes. But when I do cardio, about an hour later, I feel fine. I mean, I'm sure that I could go to a doctor and go, look, I've got lumbar spine compression. The pain in my glutes, my IT bands, my feet is so severe, they would prescribe pain medication for me. I know they would.
Is Kratom sold over the counter?
Yeah. Yeah. Over the counter, over the internet, yeah. Everybody uses it. We have a friend who's a pilot who tried it one time. He said that it made him more focused, and he cleaned his house in like 5 hours. He whizzed through the house 5 hours and cleaned it.
Wow.
So, yes, Kratom, but I've never tried it. That's one thing I haven't tried. I've tried everything else. I mean, everything.
So Carl has a cast iron skillet at home that he loves to cook with.
I do.
And I hate to cook with it because it makes your food taste like iron.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like using it.
No. And I don't. And if you notice, when's the last time I've used it?
You haven't used it in a while.
Long time, right? Because you don't like it, and I'm so like I don't need this.
So I guess Examine.com put out a blog about cast iron skillets and are you getting too much iron using a cast iron skillet? And it just boils down to the individual. Who's using
the individual
it.
And the food.
And the
so
food.
Acidic mm-hmm. foods leach more iron. But let's step back a second. If you're using a cast iron skillet, okay, and it has little rust specks on it, it has not been seasoned properly. If you have a cast iron skillet and you season it properly, which is you actually burn a coating of oil onto the surface, then the iron shouldn't be getting into your food. So let's be clear about this. The cast iron skillets that are allowing more iron to be absorbed into your food are probably the ones that aren't, they're not maintained properly. Like I said, if you have a cast iron skillet and it has a patina of rust in the corner or around the edge, like it hasn't been seasoned properly. A good cast iron skillet should be a non-stick skillet. And really the food is not making contact with the iron. It's making contact with the seasoned surface, which is basically oil.
Any kind of oil?
Well, different oils lend themselves to being better. Oils that have a higher smoke point.
Coconut oil,
but vegetable oils. A lot of people just use vegetable oil, but oils that have a higher smoke point tend to be good. But to season a skillet, you have to coat it with oil, put it in the oven for, I think at 400 degrees for like 2 hours or something like that. And the oil starts to smoke, and then it stops. And then when it's all done and you take it out, it's got this beautiful black, smooth, shiny finish to it. And you're cooking on that finish. You're not cooking on the iron. So I think that if you have a cast iron skillet and it's maintained properly, this probably isn't as big of a deal. Secondly, highly acidic foods are going to leach more iron from it. Apparently, bacon seems to be the safest thing to cook in a cast iron skillet. Anything with tomato sauce, not a good idea. So,
if you like bacon, buy Black Forest bacon.
But, yes. But the other thing is blood turnover. So women who are menstruating have less of a problem accumulating iron than women who have gone through menopause. And men don't menstruate at all. Some of them act like it, but they don't. And so you're not losing enough blood to get rid of that iron and turn it over. So men, every 2 months, go give blood. Go donate blood.
I mean, that's what I do. Iron over.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, but a great article. Examine.com does some really cool stuff.
Yeah, that was a good article.
Yeah.
So,
do we have anything else?
I just have one here that I wanted to talk about. Coffee, it contains a number of compounds.
Yes.
Most notably the polyphenols
mm-hmm.
that studies have shown that post-meal, it helps with metabolic markers.
Okay. So if you eat it, I mean, you drink it after a meal, or if you use it, that affects the post-meal markers?
If you drink it after a meal.
Okay. But how do you do that at dinner time? And I wonder if caffeine, decaffeinated coffee has the same effect, so does caffeine play a role? Because it looks like there's a role in caffeine and insulin, insulinogenic process as well as insulin sensitivity.
Testing 3 hours after the meal revealed that coffee polyphenols lowered blood glucose significantly and increased flow of mediated dilation, a marker of blood flow and vascular health.
That's good. That's good. So there you go. Lots of good research. Now, who funded the study? Starbucks.
No. It also increased post-meal levels of an appetite-regulating hormone, GLP-1.
Yeah, GLP-1, which is what they make that Victoza. Remember the injectable Victoza? Injectable? Mm-hmm. That's GLP-1. Yeah, that's an injectable GLP-1.
Wow. So, yeah, so there you cool. have it. If you like coffee, have it after your meal.
As long as it's not a dinner meal, you'll be up all night. And that'll
then that'll just counteract the effects.
Yeah, that'll throw you into insulin resistance completely in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
We're going to end the show early today because it's my birthday. Tomorrow is my birthday, okay? And I will be 58 years old, and this next year is going to be the best year ever for me. I am going to do amazing things with my 58-year-old body. And I'm excited. I really am. I'm excited. The best is yet to come.
Oh, and speaking of the best, we'd be remiss if we didn't mention Muhammad Ali.
Ah, yeah. I forgot about
him. I think his funeral is today. They have a memorial. It's being held here in Louisville, and they have a memorial service today at 2 o'clock, actually.
At the Yum Center.
And it's at capacity.
At the Yum Center.
People stayed all night in front of the Yum Center to get tickets to go to his memorial service.
Keep in mind, the Yum Center is a stadium where people go to watch basketball games and see Madonna. I mean, you know.
Oh, that's where we went.
It's a huge, huge, huge venue. It's sold out for the people that want to be at the memorial.
Well, they didn't sell them. They gave them away. Their tickets for free.
Well, they gave away, was it 29,000 tickets, I want to say, or something like that?
I don't know.
But, yeah, Muhammad Ali, so I read that he got all this stuff together way ahead of time. Like, he knew he was going to die at some point in time, and he was like, I want people to be able to come to the memorial for free. Mm-hmm. They have a motorcade taking him through the city so people can stand on the sidewalks and watch the hearse go past.
Boyhood home. Yeah. And then, of course, they have this center, the Muhammad Ali Center here, which they actually had a Muslim service for him there.
Right, right.
And I guess Billy Crystal is a good friend of his, and he's going to be speaking, and Bill Clinton, and Mike Tyson was a pallbearer.
Yeah, Mike Tyson's a pallbearer.
Will Smith is a pallbearer.
Right.
And so it's a big deal, but he planned it all himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Him and Layla, his daughter Layla Ali. That's who I saw talking about it. She kept talking about when you know, Dad and I planned this, when Dad and I planned that. So she must have been very, very involved in this whole process.
Mm-hmm.
And she said through the whole process, he made jokes. He was in good spirits. Like talking about his death. He was like, he was funny about it. He didn't make anybody feel like morose or sad. You know, that was one of the hallmarks of Muhammad Ali. He always worked hard to make other people feel comfortable. She talked about, in a local interview here in Louisville, she talked about how they always knew when they traveled that they were never going to get any place on time. If he walked through the airport, he loved people. People would come up to him, and unlike other celebrities who they would like brush you off and like head, he would stand still and have a crowd around him, and he would answer questions. He'd do magic tricks, you know, for people. Like he loved people. He, and the way she put it, I'm paraphrasing it, he just loved attention. If you wanted to talk to him, he wanted to talk to you just as much.
Interestingly, they had a press conference here, I think it was yesterday, just talking about the specifics of what was going to be happening for his funeral. And the head police officer who's heading up everything came up to address all of the members of press with their questions. And he told a story first about he saw Muhammad Ali in the airport. And, or actually on the airplane, and Muhammad Ali was sitting there, and his, you know, he walked past because he didn't want to bother him, but Muhammad Ali saw his little girl who was like 6 years old at the time, and he put her up on his lap and was like playing games with her and
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
He was a sweet, sweet, sweet man. He was a vicious, opponent in the ring, but diametrically in the opposite direction as far as human beings go. He was a sweet, 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 sweet man. Touched a lot of lives. A lot of lives touched him, too. You know, the guy who got him started in boxing was a white police officer from Louisville who really, like, saw him and redirected him into boxing because he knew that that Ali, at that time Cassius Clay, you know, was in a rough neighborhood and would probably end up not doing the right things. And he saw him and realized that, you know, he was such a nice kid. And it was a white police officer that actually got him into boxing, that opened the door for him. Another thing I want to mention about him, So a lot of people say that he developed Parkinsona pugilista, which is common in boxers. But he had more going on. When he fought Joe Frazier, they said his thyroid was disrupted. He had very little thyroid hormone. They probably didn't look at his testosterone. But there's another person who's developed Parkinson's disease that was preceded by severe hypothyroidism. And that's Michael J. Fox. So if you have a thyroid problem, A, it needs to be addressed. Because B, if you have a thyroid, if you have very, very low thyroid hormone, you probably have other hormones that are disrupted. There's lots of good research out there that shows in both men and women, it's estrogen, estradiol, that keeps you from developing Parkinson's disease. This is why men develop Parkinson's disease at a fourfold higher rate than women until women go through menopause. Then they catch up.
Because of the estrogen drop.
Now, people go, well, wait a minute. You know, men have less estradiol than women. But why the testosterone connection with men? Because you read a study the other day that said testosterone therapy can actually reverse some of the symptoms of Parkinson's disease.
I did read that, yes.
Okay, and I said to you it's not the testosterone. It's the conversion of testosterone to estradiol. Men convert some portion of their testosterone to estradiol. The magic is estradiol. There's an Italian researcher in Canada that took rats, and there's an industrial solvent called MPTP. They use MPTP in rats to create a Parkinson's model. It causes spontaneous Parkinsonism. Rats that are given MPTP, they start to tremor. They develop all the symptoms of Parkinson's disease in hours. In hours. So what this scientist did was she took female rats, ovariectomized them, removed their ovaries, gave one group infusion of estradiol and the other group infusion of saline, and then gave them both MPTP injections. You know what she found out? The rats that got the saline develop Parkinsonism within hours, as is predicted. The rats that had the infusion of estradiol took 6 weeks, 6 weeks to develop Parkinsonism. Now think about that. So for everybody out there, if you don't think estradiol is brain protective, you're wrong. And especially as it relates to Parkinson's disease.
I just wanted to read, Patrick Dahlin must be listening live because he posted, if the FDA goes after opioids, they should start with gluten, who binds to this receptor.
Yes, he's right. In fact, we had Dr. Joseph, Hiblin from Washington State on our show about 4 years ago. And he said that. He said that, that gluten, grains in general, but also some of the omega-6 fats that are used in frying cheap food do the same thing. They stimulate the opioid receptors.
And he also said demonstration of high opioid-like activity is in isolated peptides from wheat gluten hydrolysis.
Hydrolysis. Yeah.
And he posted a study.
I got to tell you, I like this Patrick Dahlin guy. I think we need to get him on the show. No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I'm very, very serious. Anyway, that's it. Look, it's my birthday. Go out and have a good time and think of me tomorrow celebrating my birthday here in Louisville, Kentucky. Thanks for listening, and we'll see everybody next week.
And we're going to see Jance.
We're going to see Jance Footed and his wife here tomorrow night. They're joining us for dinner.
They're doing a strongman competition.
Yeah, we're going to go see them doing their strong. So this is exciting. We're going to get to meet a listener and a guest. He's been on the show tomorrow night. Anyway, have fun. Life is short. Live hard.
Bye.